Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Nike's revealed their Olympic uniform for Team USA, and there's been lots of commentary about the women's uniform in particular, and I think the main criticism is how small it is. Irish Olympian Catriona McKiernan is with us on the show today. Catriona, your reaction when you saw the picture of the female uniform for Team America?
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I think we have to, you know, there it's not just the one uniform and that they all have to wear it. I think they have a choice of maybe a dozen outfits. So it depends on the person's personality. Some people would like to wear something like that and other people wouldn't. So they have a choice. And I think as well, like maybe, you know, they were just chancing their arm a little bit as well, and they were seeing how people would react to it. And as we know, Andrea, you know, any publicity is good publicity. So they had nothing to lose from bringing out, you know, that sort of gear.
We should just, I suppose, describe it first of all. Catriona, you might maybe describe the picture to listeners.
Yeah, it's like a swimsuit. And, you know, I think it's for track and field athletes. So it's not very, you know, it wouldn't be very practical. And but looking back, I think when I was running in the 1990s and 2000, there was uniforms like that as well. So it's not something new.
The men's uniform, I suppose, really is kind of the vest top, isn't it? Or the tank top and the shorts, just your usual kind of cycling shorts. Yeah. And then the female outfit is, it's as you say, it's a sort of a zip up the front swimsuit, all fine. I suppose the criticism for people is the high leg, and I suppose how high the swimsuit comes at the front, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. But as I said, Andrea, it's not, you know, people have a choice whether they want to wear it or not. Some people, as I said, it'll give them confidence to wear it. Other people won't want to wear it. And it does depend on the person's personality. And it's not like they're not, you know, they're not given this swimsuit, as we will call it, and say, OK, you have to do your 400 metres, 800 metres, 1500 metres around the track. You're given a choice to do it, yes.
Is that how it normally works, Catriona? Like when you cast your mind back, do you have a say in what you get to wear?
I don't know, Andrea, because I'm, you know, my main objective was to run, to train and to do the very best that I could. And obviously I was going to wear a shorts and singlet, whatever it was. So I don't know back in my time whether athletes were consulted about what sort of gear, but I think we were okay. Like it wasn't a big issue, and we just got on with the real job. And, you know, we always have to look within ourselves with things like this, and we all have our own values and we've all our own morals and respect, and it's the choice of an individual, and we can't judge a person what they wear.
No, you can wear whatever you want. And is there usually consultation? Typically?
In
how uniforms are designed. Is that, maybe it doesn't even happen, does it?
I did read some of the articles, and it said that athletes were consulted in the process of making the uniform. So obviously Nike did have some interaction with the athletes as regards to it. But, you know, I think it's a little bit blown over the top. You know,
I did see some of the commentary about this, like that, you know, some people are making the point that they sort of felt the female uniform or the female gear is one step forward, I suppose, and two backwards when it comes to equality.
Yeah, again, I suppose I can't comment on that. And it depends on, you know, again, we just go back and I keep going back saying it depends on the person themselves and what they choose to wear. And as I said, it's not important for them to, I suppose it's important thing is to take the focus off this and just focus on their training, focus on their competition rather than what they're wearing.
Yeah.
It's not, Andrea, as if it's something that's going to be an advantage, like the way we have all the carbon plated shoes now. You know, they're an advantage to people, and that everybody is wearing them now. And that's, you know, it took a little bit of time for people to accept that and the changeover. But, you know, this I'll call it a swimsuit. It's not going to, you know, be as a result, people won't be running a couple of seconds less on the track as a result of that. It's so I can't see the big issue around it.
Okay. A listener here says the athletes wearing the revealing uniforms will want to run faster to get off the track. I think it's totally...
Well, that's a very good mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally mortifying, says this listener. Team Great Britain have used that type of kit for years, points out another texter.
Yes.
Yeah, listener asking, do they get consulted on it, or is there a stylist who specialises in the area? Another listener making the point back home too, Katrina, that this kind of sounds like a similar conversation to the skorts in Camogie. Women expected to wear ridiculous old-fashioned things, but
moved on. Like, I mean, things have changed, and you know, nothing stays the same in life. Wouldn't be very boring if it did, and. You know, we just move with the times, and we all have a choice in life and what we do. And each individual can make that choice with regard to their own values, their own morals, and just live by that and stick by that. We don't have to go out the same gate as all the other sheep. And just because somebody is doing something, or maybe somebody that wins an Olympic medal is wearing this, it doesn't mean that, you know, the youngsters don't have to follow suit, or they don't have to look up to that person. With regard to that, it's, you know, it's we have to have our own mind, our own vision, and just do our own thing, what we feel is best for ourselves, and just go by our own gut feeling.
Do you ever feel, Katrina, does this conversation, and look, I sincerely doubt there's many from Team USA now tuned into us here listening today, but like, does this kind of conversation, does it distract athletes at all, or in the lead up to a performance?
It shouldn't. And if they do, like if it does, you know, they're not in the right mindset and they're not going to perform to the best of their ability. You know, every athlete preparing for the Olympics in Paris in August should be just focused on their training, what they can do to be the best that they can possibly be on the day, on the biggest day of their life.
Yeah, okay. Some of the other messages on this too. My daughter makes the point, not my daughter, this listener says their daughter gave up playing hockey because she hated the skirt and the school wouldn't ditch the skirts. I could see how this could put people off. I think it's too skimpy, says this listener. Somebody else asking too about the consultation. Another listener making the point today, I don't see what the issue is here if people have a choice to choose. If there's
Absolutely.
Other alternatives. Yeah, and
yes.
you made that point yourself as well, yeah. Katrina. Go on ahead, you were going to make a point there.
No, as I said, back in the 90s, it was very, very similar, and that's a long time ago, a very, very similar outfit. So, you know, I think, and I don't mean to be, but I think it's just blown out of proportion, and maybe there was a slow news day.
Okay, Katrina McKiernan, Irish athlete. Thanks a million, Katrina, for joining us here on the programme today, or Irish Olympian, I should say, former Irish Olympian. Thanks a million for joining us on the show. Listener was texted in to say, fair play to Katrina today. Modern women getting their knickers in a twist over nothing, says this texter. And a level-headed woman comes on to tell it like it is. A great woman and a great athlete.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.